begin the current daf in daf tzadi base. Begin on the bottom of daf tzadi alpha mid base. Three lines up in the bottom of the amud. The gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. Very similar discussion as the gemara had left off with machlekes between Rami Bachama and Rava regarding somebody who sells something shalei bachrais without responsibility, saying, "Look, if something happens, if there's someone that it's owed to, or someone that comes to collect it, or someone that protests, look, I'm not going to compensate you, and it's going to be a loss for you." So Rami Bachama had thought to say that the person himself who sold it, even if it's something that's coming through him that will cause a loss to the buyer, still, even for that, he's not taking responsibility. And that Rava said that, no, for yourself, that for sure he took responsibility. So the Gemara brings a similar discussion. Amir Rava Bachama says, Reuven Shemacher Sada L'Shimon Shalei Bachrais. If Reuven sold the field to Shimon without responsibility, in other words, whoever's going to grab it from you, even rightfully, because the halacha is that that field belongs to them, I'm not going to give you back the money that you paid for the field. Now, for whatever the reason being is, Shimon now, and sold it back to the original owner, to Reuven. So Reuven had sold it to Shimon. Now, for some reason, Shimon sold it back to Reuven, with responsibility. In other words, I guess he was desperate for money. Whatever it is, he sold it back to Reuven. Then whoever grabs it from Reuven, Shimon will compensate Reuven. And this is the same field that Reuven had already originally sold to Shimon without responsibility. Now, the Gemara continues at the top of Tzadi Beis and Aleph. V'asabachayv to Reuven. Now, one of the creditors of Reuven, who had a document that an outstanding debt on Reuven before it was originally sold from Reuven to Shimon. Now, had it been now in Shimon's hand when the creditor of Reuven was coming to collect, he would have grabbed it away from Shimon. Now, he goes and grabs it away from Reuven, who actually Reuven was the one who owed it to him, but it was this field that Reuven had bought from Shimon, which Shimon had bought from Reuven. So now the Gemara says, Dinahu da azal Shimon mafatile. So it's rightfully so that Shimon should have to go ahead and compensate Reuven. In other words, just like had it been that if Shimon would have sold this field that he bought from Reuven to a different person with responsibility, and then the creditor of the person that he had purchased it from Reuven, would have came and grabbed it away from this third person, let's say this Levi, so Shimon would have to compensate this third person Levi, and he can't go to Reuven because Reuven sold it to him without responsibility. So therefore, Rambam Chama says the same thing's over here. Since this third person, yes, it happens to be the same person as the first person, to Reuven, who he sold it back to, but since he sold him responsibility, so he has to go ahead and compensate him. So Amalei Rava, so Rava said to Rambam Chama, look, you're right that regarding to regular responsibility, in other words, anyone that comes and complains about this field that Shimon is selling to Reuven now, who he had originally purchased from Reuven, Kabbalah, Shimon accepted responsibility to Reuven himself, achrayis denavshei, but a protest that comes on this field because of Reuven himself who sold it to him, mi kavlalei, did he accept responsibility? That of course not, because that's Reuven's own doing, who he sold it to Shimon, which he's selling back to him. And therefore Rava says that although Reuven had sold it without responsibility, and Shimon sold it with responsibility, but not the responsibility of Reuven himself, and therefore he holds that Shimon would not have to compensate Reuven in this case. Now, Umayda Rav agrees to Rami Bachama, but Reuven sheyarish sodom Yaakov, in the case of where Reuven inherited from his father Yaakov, umachar l'Shimon shalei bachrais, and he sold it to Shimon without responsibility. V'asa Shimon, umachar l'Reuven bachrais, same type of a case, that Shimon came and sold it back to Reuven with responsibility. V'asa b'achayv di Yaakov v'kutarif leminei. Now, the creditor of Yaakov, who he was the father that passed away, came and collected it now from Reuven, who again had sold it to Shimon, who then purchased it back with responsibility. So on that, the Rava would agree, Dinahu da azal Shimon mefatzi leminei, that yes, Shimon would have to compensate Reuven for that field. My tam, what's the reason? Why is this different than the case that they were discussing? Because b'chayv di Yaakov, the creditor of Yaakov, who is coming to protest this and collect the field, not because of Reuven, rather because of, so to speak, the one who sold it to Reuven first, not really sold, it's really inheritance, but it's kabal chayiv di almadami. It's like a regular creditor. In other words, just like if Reuven had purchased a field from Levi and had sold it to Shimon without responsibility, and then Shimon had gone and sold it back to Reuven with responsibility, and then, let's say, the creditor of Levi would have came, which was already a lien from before Reuven had originally sold it the first time to Shimon, and would have grabbed it away from Reuven. So, of course, Shimon would have to compensate Reuven because he sold him with responsibility. And he purchased it from Reuven himself without responsibility. So, what the Chiddush of the Gemara is saying is that here also that even when Reuben inherits from his father and sells it to Shimon and then buys it back from Shimon, and now the creditor of his father, Yaakov, comes, Shimon has to compensate Reuben. And we don't say, and this is the primary chiddush, that Reuben is what's called in halacha kar davuhu. You're the knee of your father, in other words, you're a part of your father, and therefore you would think to say, like Rava said in the previous case, that Shimon did not accept the responsibility of Reuben's own creditors, and that the chiddush is that no, it's not Reuben's own creditors, it's his father's, and he inherited from his father, and therefore that's like a different person, and therefore, in such a case, Shimon would be required to compensate Reuben for the responsibility for the achrayus that he took when he sold it back to Reuben. Another halacha from Amiram bar Chama, he says, Reuben shemacher sada l'Shimon b'achrayus. If Reuben sold the field to Shimon with responsibility, I mean to say, if anyone anything happens, grabs it away from you, you could come back and I'll pay you back. Now, v'sakif alav b'milva. What happened is that Shimon didn't pay for the field when he bought it. Rather, they wrote a document saying that it's like a loan, meaning you owe me money, as if I lent you money. I didn't really lend you, I sold you a field, you didn't pay me. So I'm like, quote, lending you that money until you have the money to pay me up. Umeis Reuben. But then Reuben, the one who had sold it, he died. Now, v'asa b'achayiv de Reuben. Now, what happened is that Reuben had creditors. So the creditor of Reuben came, because Tarf Lemishim, and he realized he has no one to collect anymore. He went quickly to check what was Reuben's assets that was their extent at the time that he had given the loan to him. He realized that there was this certain field, which was subsequently sold to this Shimon person. He went and he grabbed it from Shimon. Now, what Shimon won't like this field that he purchased from Reuben. So he appeased the lender, this person, this Baal Chayiv, with money. In other words, he paid him the value of the field, which he actually never even purchased this yet. He still owed the money to the orphans, as it was, as he said, Zakav Alav B'milva. So he took that money that he owed the orphans, and he appeased the creditor because of the person that he purchased it from, Reuben, that owed these people, because it was sold to him with achrayis, with responsibility. So therefore, this was a responsibility of the person that died, because he owes him the field. In other words, that was the responsibility. If it gets grabbed away, so then Reuben will have to compensate him. So instead of going through the whole thing about letting him grab it and going back to Reuben, so he went and paid up this Baal Chayiv himself. That Rabbi Bachama says, Dinuhu da Amrile b'nei Reuben. The truthfully, the halacha is that the sons of Reuben could tell this person Shimon, who had purchased the field, who never really paid, who owed them money, and now he took that money instead of like going through the whole achrayish thing and paid up the Baal Chayiv himself, they could tell him actually, Anan, Metaltli Shavuk Avun Gabach. What happens is that our father left us movable items by you. In other words, because you owed us money. You never paid up our father money yet. Now, our father's creditor has nothing to do with his estate, because we had no land. You didn't owe us land. You owed us money. Now, the money that you had, you shouldn't have given to that person, because that's our money. Now, although we owe you the money, because if he grabs the field, we're going to have to go ahead and, so to speak, compensate you, because it was sold by achrayis, but umetadli diyasmi l'bachoyv l'mishtabdi, movable items, which includes money, of orphans, are not encumbered to the bachoyv. Now, therefore, what the orphans are essentially telling to the Shimon is that now you can't come to us and collect with achrayis, because we don't have any land. Achrayis is only for that there's something to collect from the assignment, only if there's karka. Now, essentially what they're telling him is that you still owe us money, because this money was not something that you should have paid up, because that's our metatlin. That wasn't your money, it was our money, it was owed to us. Now, the field is something that could have been collected, but that's not our field, that's your field. Our money is our money, and therefore you still owe us the money, because you can't go ahead and pay our money for that field, although the field could have been, if it would have been given to us, would have been given back to that Baal Chayiv. But since that wasn't ours, it was yours, and therefore our money is not meshubed, you still owe us our money. Amar Rava, Rava says, Ipikeach idach. If Shimon is smart, so when the orphans try to collect from him, which he halachically owes them that money, magvilahu nahalayo ara. What he should do is, he should pay them up the value of the money that he owes them with land. You could pay up something that's worth money. And then he could go ahead and collect that land that he paid them back with because of the responsibility that their father took if anyone would ever go ahead and be tayrif from him, from the lekech. Now, they can't tell him that, what do you mean? This land we didn't inherit from our father. We purchased it, so to speak, with the money that you owe us. That's not true, because he could tell them that it's only because of the responsibility to your father that you're getting this field. Hence, it's like an inheritance of land that your father purchased when he was still alive. As the Gemara says, Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman said, Tamar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Bar Avua, he said, Yisoyimim shegovu karka b'cheves avin, which is essentially the same case that we're discussing, orphans that collect land because of what's owed to their father, which is this case that this person owes them money because there was a zakah of b'milva that he owed them money, and now instead of paying money, he's paying them with land on purpose, as Rabbi said, if he's smart. So then Bal Chayiv, a creditor of their father, who this same person who owes them the money is also a creditor because it was sold in Bachrayis, could go back and collect it from them as if it fell to them as an inheritance, because it has the same halachic status as inheritance, because it was only coming because of responsibility to their father. And therefore he said that although, yes, I'll have to pay, because no one asked you to pay up the creditor, because the only thing that Yisim had was money, which this lekeach had that was owed to them. And he had no rights, because that's not meshubed. So although he's going to have to pay, but pay with land, and then you go ahead and collect that land yourself as a bachayiv of your father. Continuing on this theme of achrayis, Amar Rabbi says, Reuben shemachor kol sadeis l'Shimon. If Reuben sells all his fields to Shimon, as Rashi points out with one document, the same document, v'chazer Shimon u'machor sada achaz Levi. Now Shimon goes and sells one of those fields to Levi. V'as bachayiv de Reuben, now the credit of Reuben comes. Reuben has no money. So there's a lien on all his property. So he goes to Shimon, because Shimon bought all his fields. So Ratzim Izek Gaiva, if he wants, he could collect from Shimon, and Ratzim Izek Gaiva, if he wants, he could collect from Levi. Now, that's why, as Rashi said, it was talking about one document that Reuben sold all of it to Shimon, because had it been sold in installments, in let's say two or three different documents, then actually the Malchayv of Reuben would not be able to collect from Levi. And that only if the one that Levi bought from Shimon was the last one that he had purchased from Reuven. Then since that was the last one, that was in the Chasim Bnei Chayrin, then he could say to Levi, look, I would go to the one that owes me the money, Reuven, but you purchased the last available field. But if it wasn't the last available field, and it was more than one document, then he could tell to the Baal Chayiv, look, there are those that Shimon had bought from Reuven. I left you place to collect from. When I purchased this one, that there was no liability on me. Because there's a halachic dictum, what's called in from the chasim shabadim. You cannot collect from incumbent properties, which is what Levi bought, when it's b'nei chayrin, when there are still available ones. In other words, there are still more by Reuven. Reuven sold, he had 100 fields, sold 10 to Shimon, then he sold another 10 to Shimon, another 10 to Shimon. If Levi bought from one of those documents, as long as it wasn't the last ones, he could say there were still available fields by Reuven that Shimon then purchased from him. And therefore, if there's nechasim b'nei chayrin that Reuven had, you cannot collect from nechasim shabadim from me. But again, as Rashi is saying, he's talking about one document that was sold as one time, so then he can't say there was ever anything that he purchased from Shimon that was still available by Reuven, who this is whose creditor it is, and therefore he could collect from either one who he wants to. Now, the Gemara, however, qualifies this halacha. V'loy Marim, we didn't say this halacha that he could choose Shimon or Levi. Ela dezav nebeinis. Only if Levi purchased, there's three generic categories of lands. There's Ziburis, which is the lowest grade, Beinis is the middle grade, and Idis, which is the highest. Now, this is only said if Levi had purchased Beinis fields from Shimon, which that's the halacha that Baal Chayiv, a creditor, collects from Beinis. Different halachas collect from different categories. So if he purchased Beinis, then not only could he collect from Shimon, who obviously is the one that took the bulk, who took all the fields that it was leaned on from Reuven, but then he could even go to Levi. But if Levi had only purchased the best grade or the lowest grade, then Matsyamali, then you could tell to the Baal Chayiv, what do you mean? That's why I purchased land that has nothing to do with you, because you don't collect from Indus and Ziburis. You only collect from Beinis. And therefore, then the Baal Chayiv would not be able to collect from Levi, because it's not Beinis. The halacha that we said, Ratzim Izek Gav, Ratzim Izek Gav, was only if he purchased Beinis. So then not only could he collect from Shimon, but even from Levi, because that's where the Baal Chayiv collects from. Now, moreover, the Gemara says, Ubeinis Namalimaran, and even by Beinis, we didn't say that he collects from Levi, because that's where Baal Chayiv collects from. only if when Levi purchased from Shimon, he didn't leave over the same type of bainis fields by Shimon, as we can tell on Tomet Beis, because Avashavik bainis dekavasam. But if he left over the same type of grade fields of bainis, which are Balchayv Kleisim from Shimon himself, he could tell to the Balchayv, Hanach Dilach Mokim Likvisim, and I left over a place where you could collect from, I'm already a third tier. You can't collect from me if there's the same chayv that you have, which was transferred from Reuben to Shimon, from me from Levi, because I already left you place by Shimon. Now, as Rashi explains, so what is this halacha that the Gemara said, Ratzim izagavi, he collected from either Shimon or Levi? That says the Gemara concludes where Levi purchased from Shimon bainis fields, the middle grade type of fields. That is because the shibud of a balchayv, the rights that he has as a creditor to collect from fields that there was a lien on, is by bainis. Now, since there were no bainis left over that was sold from Reuben to Shimon, there's all the bainis fields that Reuben had that was given to Shimon was sold over to Levi. So that's why, if he wants, he can go to Shimon and collect the best fields, either that Shimon has. Because he could tell him, look, you took all the fields of my debtor. And therefore you took the place of Reuben to be responsible for his debts. That's the lien on all his property. So therefore, as long as I find fields that Reuben had, which is by you, I'm not going to go to the third tier to bother Levi, because he left me fields by you to still collect from. But Ratzim Levi, he could collect from Levi. Why? Because if he doesn't find by Shimon any fields by that Shimon has from Reuben, besides Ziburis, the lowest grade, so he could collect Baininess from Levi, because he could tell Levi, look, you took my Shibut of Baininess, which that's my rightful rights. Is I don't want to collect Ziburis from Shimon. I'm going to collect from you, Levi, from Baininess. Now, although had Levi purchased this Baininess from Reuven, and he would have left by Reuven Ziburis fields, then this Balchayv would not be able to have collected from Levi even the Baininess fields, as we learned. You cannot collect from the common properties by the Mokum Shesh Nechayim when there's available ones, even though there's the Buris. But that's because Reuven is, it's Reuven's Baal Chayv. So the rabbis say, as a Tikkun Olam, because we want people to be able to buy fields and not be worried that someone's going to go ahead, that's a Baal Chayv, and they're going to collect from them, that as long as there's what's owed to that person available by the one who is owed to him, you cannot collect from Lekuchas. But this case is different because Shimon is not the Baal Chayv of this person. It's only Baal Chayv of Reuven. And therefore, since it's coming as a Tiruf from Mishabadim, even from Shimon, so therefore there he could tell Levi, he says, look, my Tiruf Mishabadim was on Bainness. Shimon doesn't have any of that. He only has Ziburis. Therefore, I could go ahead and collect from you. Again, as we qualify as talking about where there's no Bainness fields by Shimon, and they're only by Levi. Now the Gemara continues on this topic of achrayis, of responsibility. Amar Abaya, Reuven shemachar sad l'shem b'chayis. If Reuven sold the field to Shimon with responsibility, anyone grabs from you, you could go back and I'll compensate you. V'asa b'chayiv de Reuven b'katar v'lemenei. Now, what happened is that Reuven knew there was something that could happen, and someone that he owed money to, and he has no money, went to the Shimon, who he had sold the field to, and grabbed it away from him. Now, on that, the Gemara says, Dinuhu de Ozel Reuben Mefatile. The halacha is that Reuben could contest and contend with this Baal Chayiv if he has some type of claims he can make in court to calculate what is really owed to him and what not, or to make that he can make the person swear to him that he never paid him up. Now, the chiddush in this is, V'lei Matzi Amarle, the creditor cannot tell Reuben, what do you mean, Lav Baal Dvarm de Diat? You're not my disputant. I'm not coming to collect from you. I'm coming to collect from the person that you sold it to. On that, the Gemara says, Mishum de Amale, because Reuben could tell him, Demafkis mine, what you're going to collect from him, a lie hunter is coming right back to me. I sold him a responsibility. So therefore, of course, you're my disputant. Of course, we're both Bali Dinan. And therefore, he could contest with him and do different things that only litigants could do in the court case. Now, the Igidamah, those that say, even if Reuben had sold the field to Shimon without responsibility, the Baal Chayv cannot tell Reuben, you have nothing to do with me, because even if I grab it away from him, there's nothing that you're going to be losing monetary anyway. And that the Gemara says, because the Amarle, because Reuben could still tell him, Loi nichli tetahav lei Shimon, tarum esalai. I don't want Shimon to have complaints to me. He's going to complain to me. Yeah, of course, he's all our responsibility, but I didn't know. And, you know, certain things, when it comes to money, things change. And therefore, even in such a case, the Kedamri say that he could contend with him in court. Now, Vamar by another halacha from Abaya on this topic. is that Reuven Shemachar Sadi L'Shimon Shalei B'Achrayis. Reuven sold the field to Shimon without responsibility. Now, the Yatsu Alav, as we continue on top of Tzadigim and Alf, Asikin, they were protesters that were contending the ownership of Reuven. They were saying, Reuven, you sold this field to Shimon. It's not your field, it's really our field. So, on that, the Gemara says, Achele Hirsikba, if Shimon didn't yet do a chazaka, which the Gemara will explain shortly what that is, in the field, so Yachol Lachzibah, in other words, if he didn't yet pay the money yet, and he didn't do a chazaka, the kinyan of the field happens when he does a chazaka. So if he didn't do a chazaka, he didn't establish his rightful ownership as a purchaser on this field, so he can still retract. He says, I hear protests, it's not your field. And he says, no, it is. And he says, I'm hearing people say, so he can still retract. However, if he already made a chazaka in the field, in the Yachol Lachzibah, he cannot retract. And the reason being is because the land has already been purchased with this chazaka. And that's because he tells him, chazek v'kaneh, do a chazaka, and you thus are acquiring the field that way. Now, as Rashi explains, that those that do a chazaka, and then they pay only at a later point in time, and therefore what Abai is explaining here is that once he did the chazaka, he's already responsible and liable to give the money, even though he hears that this protest on the field is too late, he already purchased the field. Now, the reason why he can't retract anymore is mishum da'amali, because the seller could tell the purchaser, chayosa, that means to say a small sack, the kitre that was full of knots, meaning the bag of whatever's inside was knotted with so many knots, which means that you don't know what's inside, and still savart v'kabilas, you knew about it, you thought about it, and you accepted upon yourself. In other words, you were willing to risk losing your money because I didn't take any responsibility, and you knew that maybe something could be wrong with it, and therefore once you did a chazaka, you took it, it's too late, you owe me the money. Now, the Gemara asks, "Umeimus machzikba." When's it considered that he already did a chazaka? It's mechidoyish amitzri when he's treading on the boundaries, as Rashi explains in Masechet Baba Metzia, which when he starts fixing the boundary and he picks them up on the side of the fields, that's like what an owner does. That's a chazaka in the field. Once he did that, you already took responsibility. In other words, you already own it, and therefore you owe the money to the seller. Now, ikadami, that those that say, "Afilo b'achrayis nami." That even if it was sold to this second person with responsibility, he still cannot retract because of the murmurings, the protests that are saying that it's not really the seller's field. Now, the chiddush in this is that the buyer cannot say, look, anyway, what's going to happen? We know that you sold me a phony field. So they're going to come to me and they're going to grab it away from you. And I'm going to come to you to go ahead and collect what was sold to me with responsibility. So why do we have to bother the judges and the courts for this? Let's just make believe this never happened, and let's undo the sale. And that the Ikadami say that no. The Amalei, because the seller could tell to the purchaser, Achvi Terfach, show me your document, which is a Shtar Terfach, which we mentioned in previous staff, that it was collected, and the court signed that it was collected by someone that was collecting from the Chasim Mishabadim, and they'll write how this person took it from you rightfully, and then you could go ahead and collect from me, Vashamloch, and I'll pay you. But essentially what he's saying is that as long as you never had it taken away by these Arim, the people that are murmuring and saying that it's theirs, I don't have to pay you because a lot of people make up things and complain, which according to the law, they're not really going to get. And therefore, the Ikadami that say that even by Achrayis, once you did a Chazaka, it's yours already. Yes, I took Achrayis. If they grab it away from you, show them the Shtar Terfach and I'll pay you back. But even though you have a right to get your money back, if it's just Arim and you already did a Chazaka, it's too late to back out.